All right, on this December 2nd, it is the home stretch in Iowa right now for Democratic presidential candidates, including Joe Biden, whose No Malarkey bus tour begins today. Joining us right now is ABC News political analyst Steve Roberts. Steve, good morning.
Well, good morning, Paul. And actually, it's been going for several days and hasn't necessarily been going very well for Joe Biden in Iowa. Crowds have been small, not much excitement or buzz. He's trying to emphasize not issues, really. I think at the core of his appeal is the line, character is on the ballot. He's trying to appeal to Iowans who might have voted for Donald Trump, who might have been benefiting from his economic policies, but who don't like his character, find him untrustworthy, find him a poor role model for his kids. In many ways, I think, Paul, that's the strongest argument the Democrats have against Trump, particularly given the strength of the economy. So Biden's road testing that argument, but so far, no malarkey has been kind of no excitement, so at least for the first two, 3 days.
Well, I am surprised nobody told him that nobody uses the word malarkey anymore. That's, I mean, for starters.
Well, that wouldn't be the, this would not be the only sign of how old Joe Biden is, right?
Right.
I saw one article that went back, and it's a very favorite phrase of his. He's used it over and over again in his political career. But he kind of understood that young people had no idea what the word means because he actually painted the definition on the side of the bus just to help people out.
So the Democrats' job in the next few months is to come up with a candidate that can beat Donald Trump, and yet... you know, Michael Bloomberg entered the race saying, I don't think any of these people can do that. Is Bloomberg starting to catch on at all?
I see no signs of that. But his decision to enter the race, Paul, was clearly a vote of no confidence in everybody else. Michael Bloomberg has access to the best data in the world, right? I mean, he owns a data company. He made his fortune by trusting data. Two, three times he's... thought about entering politics, thought about entering the presidential election, backed away because his data told him that he couldn't win. Obviously, there's been a shift in that, and he's all in with millions and millions of dollars of TV ads in major markets around the country. And he would not be in this if the data didn't tell him that Biden is simply not generating much excitement. In the national polls, Biden continues to lead, but that's almost entirely a function of name recognition and largely meaningless. In Iowa, Biden's in fourth place in the Iowa poll. In New Hampshire, Biden's in fourth place. So clearly there is an opening there. Democrats are looking around, Paul, are saying Warren and Sanders are too liberal. Biden's too old. What are the options? Pete Buttigieg has profited significantly from that line of thinking, but there's still, you know, 37 who's run, you know, a small Midwestern city. Is he too young and inexperienced? The blatant truth, the blunt truth, Paul, is the Democrats, even with 20 candidates, have yet to produce someone who's a clear alternative to Donald Trump.
Well, Iowa caucus is just 2 months away, and it'll be interesting to see if those numbers change much in the next 60 days or so.
Well, look, you got to remember, I'm not discounting Joe Biden. He's a very experienced politician. He won six races for the U.S. Senate and twice for vice president. So he's won a lot of campaigns. He's also lost a lot of campaigns. You have to remember, Biden ran twice for president before, 1988 and 2008, and he was a miserable presidential candidate. He got 1% of the vote in the Iowa caucuses in 2008 against Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. So it's not as if his track record as presidential candidate is particularly good. The Democrats are increasingly frantic, I think. They know Trump is beatable. His numbers continue to stall, and the favorable numbers continue to stall in the low 40s. And not only do they know he's beatable, they're desperate to beat him. I've covered 14 presidential elections. I have never seen the electorate this polarized. I've never seen people so desperate to defeat the incumbent. Even Ronald Reagan in 1984, I didn't feel this kind of surging fear and loathing among Democrats. And at the same time, they have not produced a consensus candidate, at least not yet. There's enormous growing frustration in Democratic ranks, I think, that they have yet to find someone who is a clear alternative to Trump.
Absolutely right. It'll be fascinating to see how this all shakes out. Steve, always appreciate your analysis. Thanks for your time this morning.
Anytime, Paul.
All right, bye now.